For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Gabe Rivera was an unrelenting menace to offenses. The standout defensive lineman for Texas Tech from 1979 to 1982 went on to become an All-American, a first-round NFL draft choice, and later a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and the Texas Tech Ring of Honor. Rivera, whose NFL career was cut short by a car accident, passed away July 16th. He was 57. Pittsburgh sportscaster Bob Pompiani at KDKA-TV profiled Rivera a few years ago after speaking to him in San Antonio.
He was known as Senior Sack at Texas Tech, a 300-pounder who could run, a rare combination of size and speed that allowed him to dominate the Southwestern Conference. During the 1983 NFL draft, Rivera was rated as the top defensive lineman available, and the Steelers, with the 23rd pick in that draft, thought so highly of him, they passed over Dan Marino to select Gabe Rivera as their number one pick.
One of Rivera's Red Raiders teammates remembers him as an affable and valuable member of the program.
He was a kind person. He cared about doing the right thing. He was a unique individual. I hate that his disability kind of killed some of the fun that was Gabe, because he just couldn't do the things where you would get to kind of see him out of his element a little bit. Those were things that were memorable prior to his accident that I'm sure he missed being able to do.
That was Rivera's former Texas Tech teammate, Ron Reeves, who played quarterback for three of Rivera's four seasons in Lubbock. Reeves always enjoyed seeing Rivera when he returned to Lubbock for various football events through the years. He'd recorded a 4.8-second 40-yard dash while playing for the Red Raiders. Don Williams, the Lubbock Avalanche Journal's longtime Texas Tech football writer, says he was reminded of Rivera's build after seeing a photo posted on Facebook in the days following the player's death.
For 6'2 or 6'3 and 300 pounds, he had a rare combination of strength, and the thing that set him apart was his speed, quickness, and agility. For a man that size was just freakishly uncommon.
Sadly, Rivera's NFL career was short-lived. In his rookie season in 1983, Rivera was intoxicated when he had a high-speed wreck that permanently paralyzed him from the waist down. Initially, he struggled to stay upbeat, but finally realized his life could still have meaning. Here's Rivera talking about his challenges in another clip from Pompiani's profile.
Well, I think most of the time, even when I was in the hospital back then, and I always had the positive thinking of being positive, being having my attitude like, oh, it's a wonderful day, whether it might not be or not, but I make sure that, you know, wake up with a smile, and it just carries over in my body and say, I'm all right, I'll be all right. Sometimes you don't have a good day in practice or a good day in the game, and you know, come back following play or something. I don't know if that's what made me to have that kind of a attitude, but it feels good. And I always pray to God that, you know, I'm alive, at least I'm alive and enjoying the life and stuff.
The Red Raiders tallied a 13-28-3 record during Rivera's four seasons. He earned an All-America honorable mention as a sophomore and was Southwest Conference Defensive Player of the Year and a consensus All-American as a senior. Joe Hornaday, Texas Tech Sports Information Director at the time Rivera played in Lubbock, remembers what led to Rivera's nickname.
I can't remember if it was Keith Samples or myself that came up the second year with the nickname Senior Sack, because it was so obvious that he was sure going to be in the backfield a lot, and he was.
For more on Rivera, listen to FM 89.1 this afternoon at 5:44 during All Things Considered. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.